Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Very, very exciting. We rarely get the super get down here, but, this is someone that I've never told you this, guys, but I've actually got kind of a connection.
What?
And we have this person in West South Florida, so if we could bring that special person in here, it doesn't get any timelier than this. Bring him in.
Oh, this is exciting.
Hello. 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 Hold your applause. That's right.
You were great last night.
All right. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Set your beer down and relax.
All right, let me just put it over here. All right. I'm a little off mic right now.
So, may I introduce you?
Yeah, go ahead. It's your show. We do the same thing. We basically do the same thing. The only difference is,
really?
What I do gets heard by millions of people, and people actually pay attention to it. What you do is we might as well just stand out on the street corner.
Hosting the Golden Globe Awards. Please welcome Ricky Gervais. Ricky, good to see you.
Great to be here. Another great show. Great show. A bit of fun last night, wasn't it? It was pretty fun. We had a pretty good time. It was, had a little fun.
A lot of fun.
Having people on a little bit, and Mel Gibson, a little controversy. Mel's such an anti-Semite. But it's great to be with you. How are you?
Good.
I'm a bit tired, a little jet lagged, to flying across the country and all that.
And also, you live in England, right? So, you're many times.
I've got a flat in Los Angeles and London.
We call them apartments.
I spend most of my time in Los Angeles, especially when I'm going to host a big award show with a bunch of popular celebrities.
You certainly brought it. Yeah. You certainly brought it.
I always do. It's because I don't care. I don't care a bit. I don't care a bit. It doesn't matter to me at all. It's big fun. And my philosophy is, you shouldn't take yourself too seriously. What's the point of taking yourself too seriously? There's really no point. You know what I mean? That's it. Yes. Hello.
You did great. And my kids were delighted to see you. And you know what? The first thing they said when they saw you on the Golden Globes, they said, look, it's the guy from the Muppet movie.
So they have low intellectual capacity. That's what it is. So they're not all that bright.
No, they're very bright.
Are you like most Americans, the way you just plonk them down in front of a television set? You just plonk them down in front of the television.
We do lots of stuff.
Serve as your babysitter.
It was Muppets Most Wanted. We took them to the movie theater. I thought you'd be pleased.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you went to a movie theater and then watched something on a screen. That's what you Americans do. You basically put yourselves in front of some screen, some larger than others, and then that's what you do. Yes, the question from the back room. Yes, allow
me. Oscar Santana here. Speaking of the Muppets.
Oscar Santana, what a glorious name that is. That's wonderful. Is that Argentinian?
No, it's actually made up because...
It's a fictitious name. That's right. You're radio personalities. That's brilliant. Yes, okay. I understand. So you give yourself fake names. That's great.
The television was great to watch, but I couldn't hear half your jokes because the
finger on the button.
Held on just a second. His senses.
Yeah. Oh, he's having a drink of his beer.
Oh, boy, it tastes good. I wouldn't have made it through the night without that. there's just no chance that I would have been able to do the house show without just...
It looked like you dipped in even before you started the show. Here's the deal.
NBC hired me to do it. I don't care. They don't care. Nobody really cares. They don't care. Nobody cares about what we're going to do. And so if I want to have some people on, I'll say I like an adult beverage. And this year, I usually carry it out. And I said, this year, you put it on the podium. And they put it on the podium. And we had a great time. And I think that, if you can't park phone it yourself, what point is living life? I don't think there's no real point of doing the whole thing, is there? I don't get it at all.
I think that, no big deal that they didn't censor you drinking, although most of your monologue was gone after you mentioned where you put your third Golden Globe trophy.
Oh, my
hey, you can't even...
my It's a joke. It's a joke. I just wrote a, you know, I read a funny line. That's what it is. It's a funny line. And I thought, you know, what a great joke if I talked about they're worthless. And then I put one of them actually up my arse. It's kind of, you know,
that.
Just be,
I loved it.
Are we going to have to do some editing here too?
Perhaps,
you're not,
yeah.
You're not on network television. You don't have to do that. What's the point?
Well, you know, it was one of my favorite things about the Golden Globes is it's the one award show where they allow, in fact, encourage drinking with Moe on every table. Any celebrities that were particularly out of sorts last night?
Well, Mel Gibson was rather in the cups. That's why he threatened to, physical violence with me when he put my lights out.
Yes.
And, you know, I didn't get fazed by that. Well, on stage, what's he going to do? What's he really going to do? Is he really going to take a swig at me? I don't think that's going to happen. But it was, there's some celebrities, the ones in the back, the TV people.
Yeah.
They're probably drinking more than the people down front because they're going to get more camera time. And that's what causes that.
The TV people.
But I don't care, as I mentioned before.
You don't care.
To me. No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me. No, I'm not on Downton Abbey, Rob. I know it's a British accent. It's actually the way I talk. But I understand you put everybody in a little box, but that's all right.
I like to simplify. Okay. It's part of being
stupid. You know, there's one thing
stupid,
you can't relate to. There's no one fat out there. No one in the entire audience has any weight whatsoever. If you look in the front three rows, not a soul. Not a soul outside of Harvey Weinstein. That's it. He was the only large man. He was the only large
man. And he helps make the movies.
That's right.
He makes the movies and he pays for them. And he pays for the awards, too. It's all predetermined. It's all predetermined.
It's fixed, right?
It's all actually predetermined. If I had the wherewithal, I had billions of dollars, which I don't, and I wanted to buy Carl Pilkington a Golden Globe, I could walk up to the people, the Hollywood Foreign Press, and I could say, I'd like to make sure that we give Carl Pilkington the Golden Globe for Cecil B. DeMille Award, and they would give it to him. They'd actually give it to him. Brilliant.
You talk about the Hollywood Foreign Press. How many members are there in the Hollywood Foreign Press?
And I don't have my calculator. And now I basically deal with one-on-one with my representation that says, Ricky, we'd like to have you back. I said, oh, that's a surprise. And then I said, all right, well, that's great. I'll do it. You know, what do I got going on? And so I said, I'd be happy to. And they hire me, and I don't deal with any of the members of the foreign press.
I don't like
foreigners.
It seems like, hey, you know.
Especially Americans.
But we have that in common. I don't like the foreign either. Either.
This is true. Well, but you're an American, so you don't like me and I don't like you. Is that the way it is?
It's sort of a tie, isn't it?
Well, a bit of a detente. Is that what it is?
It's a bit of a detente.
We're just not going to get along. That's funny. Brilliant.
You seem to be more outrageous every time you've hosted. This is your fourth time hosting.
Because of my lack of enthusiasm for the telecast.
Do you hate it?
I hate it. I didn't want to be there. Halfway through, I was so exasperated. It was just something where I just didn't want to be there. And no one wants to be there. It's too long.
It is.
It's too bloody long. You know, best Hollywood foreign film in an animated short with special effects. It's like, I mean, my God, my brain started to actually slough out of my body. I was so bored with the entire time. It's just, I like it. And not enough me. I think it's
pretty
safe
to
say.
Oh, you need more of
me. Yes. The Golden Globe. Everybody says the same things. You thank your publicist. You thank your agents. And it's not fun. It's no fun.
Maybe you would have had a better time.
Hold on just a second. I'll be right with you.
Where's it having a drink?
Mm. That's what keeps me going.
Maybe you would have had a better time if you'd watched a really great knee-slapping comedy like The Martian.
Oh, The Martian. What's that? What's that with The Martian? What are they putting in
there? They had a fine category.
Best comedy. I didn't. They tried to shoehorn it in because they didn't have enough room for some of the other movies.
Exactly.
It's so stupid. It's such a stupid, ridiculous business. I hate it. I hate being there.
So why do you keep doing it?
Because they pay me a lot of money. That's it. Otherwise, I don't want to be there at all. I want to go home and eat Cheetos and sit in front of the telly. That's all I want to do. I don't want to be on stage.
Will you ever come back and do it again?
The answer to that is no. I've quit just like I did the last time. That's the PR move. No, I will never host it again. I don't care for the people, don't like the way it's treated. And then, of course, in secret, I'm clamoring for the gig. Yes, I'd love to do it. I'd love to do it if I can bring me mates. That would be fine.
Your mates?
Yes, Carl Pilkington, the bald guy from the podcast.
Just him?
Yes. No, you don't have any more questions. I don't have any more lines. This bit sucked, and let's start the f***ing show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for another. outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You know, it could be worse. You get a lot more for your money in Bolivia. I checked on it.
What could they have here that you could possibly want to buy?
All Bolivia can't look like this.
How do you know? This might be the garden spot of the whole country. People may travel hundreds of miles just to get to this spot where we're standing now. This might be the Atlantic City, New Jersey of old Bolivia, for all you know.
Look, I know a lot more about Bolivia than you know about Atlantic City, New Jersey. I can tell you that.
Aha! You do, huh? I was born there. I was born in New Jersey. Brought up there. So...
You're from the East? I didn't know that.
The total tonnage of what you don't know is enough to shatter.
I'm not sure we're accomplishing as much as we might here.
Listen, your job is to back me up because you'd starve without me. And you, your job is to shut up.
Well, he'll feel a lot better after he's robbed a couple of banks.
Bolivia.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike. We are coming to you live from the Cappy Fiber Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, on air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast. We're the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Surprised you didn't start with David Bowie today on today's show.
Have David Bowie featured throughout the show. I was quite shocked. I could not believe it when
everybody
I woke up
was.
To that news. Unreal.
Unlike so many people, you know, in show business, he didn't let every element of his personal life out there for everybody to see. And I kind of respect that. Our show today is brought to you by Nuts.com. Baby, it's cold outside,
really,
so who wants to go to the grocery store for snacks when they can be shipped right to your door? Everyone goes nuts for nuts, and the world's best nuts come from Nuts.com. I sent my daughters these nuts over the holidays. They adored them.
Yes.
They have everything besides nuts, too. They've got so many different snacks. Remember the name, Nuts.com, the simple and convenient way to have nutritious, delicious, healthy nuts and so much more delivered straight to your door. Since 1929, this family-owned business has prided themselves on giving you the best nuts and dried fruit. They use only the freshest products and the best suppliers. The website is easy to use. It's fun. You can browse. They have everything. They ship so fast. More fun than just nuts. Nuts.com has dried fruits, sweet treats, cooking and baking goods, coffees, teas, and beautiful gift sets like the ones I sent my daughters. Nuts, nuts, nuts.com. Big, salty, sweet, whatever kind you like to munch on. Let them take care of you and your taste buds. Right now, new customers get to choose 4 free samples when you go to nuts.com and enter the code TMOS. It's a $15 value. That's nuts.com and the code TMOS for 4 free samples with your order. Just go to nuts.com for full day details. Nuts.com and TMOS, the perfect pair. Note to self, don't break out new character on Monday show. Guys, still asleep, won't get audience reaction he counted on. Thank you very much.
I loved it. I thought it was great.
It's not a question that you loved it. It's just, you know, I make notes of things like that to myself. Because whenever
Understood.
I debut a new
It's how he creates.
Just,
he just needs to know. It's his playbook.
And,
all right.
Yeah, I mean, I worked on Ricky in the shower. I worked on Ricky.
Ricky was phenomenal.
The kitchen, yes. And I do that. And then, but it's fine. Everything's going to be just fine. And happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
How's everybody doing? Rob, specifically, how are you doing today?
I'm
doing
fine.
Okay?
100%.
Are you awake?
Yes.
You have a tell on when I text you in the morning. You have a tell that I know you are tired and maybe a little unmotivated because do you know what your tell is?
This is
your tell. When you write me back, you bet. That is as telling as anything you ever. Because I've worked with you for over 20 years and I know your tells. If
what would have been a less telling?
Oh, I'll never let. I'm not going to give my secrets away. I just will tell you.
We're not like opponents, you know.
Rob is. but sometimes when I get you bet, I'm like, you bet is just like, yep, sure.
It's
the difference between I've done You Bet before, and You Bet is David Bowie unfortunately passes.
Yes.
Away. And so at about 7 o'clock this morning when we're kind of all doing our thing, and I know Rob is usually up at that hour getting things done. We're all pretty much early risers. We're doing stuff early in the morning. And I say, something along the lines of, can we do you get your David Bowie ready and blah, 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 whatever I write to you. And you write, you bet.
Well, it was,
and it was just, no, it was kind of like, I was wondering, sometimes when I get the you bet response.
I wanted a fast reply. I know that it had been, I actually checked, it had been 6 minutes since the text rolled in, because I was the moment between I was taking my shower and getting my computer.
Oh,
I had
nice.
Set the phone down. And
Are
I,
you naked?
Yeah, no, I was fully clothed and cologne.
7-Eleven this morning. Obviously, you'll be ready with lots of Bowie. Can we get anything from his last album? Was that problematic? Was that
not at all? Not at all.
You sure?
Absolutely.
Because I got the you bet, and then you wrote sad.
Well, it was
so
sad.
It's like I'm texting with Larry King.
It's like you write, what is there to say?
You bet, I mean, it sad.
Is. I did not stay up for the entire Golden Globes last night because I thought they sort of lost steam after about 90 minutes, and I hit the.
I broke over to Downton Abbey halfway through because I became aware of the fact that they weren't giving us enough Ricky Gervais. I mean. He's the only thing that makes it worth watching.
You're right.
I realized from a television standpoint, I watched nothing last year. I watched nothing nominated. I did not watch, what's the one with Christian Slater? What's the one that...
he's not in Mr. Robot.
Mr. Robot.
Yeah, he's, Mr.
he's
Robot?
The star. Uh-huh. Did anybody watch
Pony.
Mr. Robot?
I love Pony Mr. loves Robot. Mr. Robot.
Pony, did you recommended Mr. Robot.
Yeah,
didn't
definitely.
You?
That and Americans. He's checking both out.
Okay, so Mr. What in a sentence or two, what is Mr. Robot? What is... Because that got a ton of nominations.
From Japan,
time.
Right?
No. He's a... He's a hacker.
Can you say that just because it's Japan and a robot? That's going to work.
It's from Mexico. Mr. It's robot actually called him. Senor Robot, and we have translated it into American.
What
audience.
Is Mr. What is
Isn't
Mr.
Isn't it Mr.
Robot?
Arigato?
No.
Domo arigato, arigato, Mr. Robot. That's it.
He's a vigilante hacker. It's a series that is based on stories submitted by Anonymous, the actual hacking group. And it's
you
a,
told me. I said I was
right.
going to do it, and I never did. And where? What is the venue? Is it on a digital platform? Is that
Amazon.
Where it is?
Get
it's
it
on Amazon.
Amazon
okay.
Prime.
That's great. That's I got to check
Last
it out.
Night's
check
Golden Globes was like a commercial for the internet because mm-hmm. that's who won. I mean, all the shows
And then
that
there
are
was
on
another,
demand.
I think, masterpiece show, Wolf Manor, maybe something like that, or Wolf something. I don't know.
It was called Wolf Blitzer, I think.
I didn't know anything.
Mozart
and
in
I
the
hardly
jungle?
Know.
Yeah, there was a Mozart in the Jungle show about it. That's a musical show, and that picked up two awards.
Mike,
I think.
What I watched the entirety of the Golden Globes. My favorite moment was when Denzel Washington was up there with his entire family. I thought that was nice.
Right.
And then I also liked when Sylvester Stallone won. And
I love
he
yeah.
got up there.
So did the rest
Creed.
Of the crowd. They gave yeah. him a standing ovation.
Phenomenal.
I thought, you know, for my money though, with Denzel, I'm a huge Denzel fan. Everybody's a Denzel
yeah.
fan.
Sure.
You know, you're getting the Cecil B. DeMille Award. You've known. You're going to make a speech for 6 months.
Yeah.
You've known this. You prepare a little bit, Denzel.
He
you know,
have
I mean,
his
you brought
glasses.
The whole family. I know. It's just, it, I would usually, I think, this is the way I, in audience land, this is how I perceive it. I think when you are getting honored in that way, you owe it
yes.
to your public to have your complete act together and give a speech.
Yeah. There should be a presentation.
While it's nice that you bring your whole family up on stage with you, I think we are all waiting for a few words about the business or your career.
Especially
and
with
I
the
thought,
real.
Yeah.
Yeah. I yeah, thought yeah, that yeah. was punted. And, yeah. You know, I mean, so when you combine the fact that you had Tom Hanks with a cold and Denzel Washington, it kind of mirrored the whole experience of the
Tom
show.
Tom Hanks
to me.
Also, for the first time, looking his age. Tom
yeah,
Hanks looked
yeah.
old.
Because he had a cold. He, yeah. he wasn't feeling very well overall. Ricky Gervais, just too little of him.
Yeah, the opening
he,
was good.
He,
opening was
he
good,
smashed
but they could have used
it.
Him
I thought
more.
He killed
yeah.
it. I yeah. thought he absolutely killed it. And really, how grown up are we in America? I mean, look, I know that we have lived in a censorship world. My God, we censored this show. We have no choice
yes.
because we have a broadcast outlet. And I also like to keep the show... broadcast friendly for the archives, just in case.
Right.
But the fact is that when we are so censored, I thought that from an audio standpoint, shocker, it's one of the worst award shows I've ever seen. We've talked about the NBC audio engineers forever, Rob, that I don't know how they get away with it, but they punt it more than anybody punt. There were not just censorship dropouts. There were dropouts routinely throughout at least the one I was watching. Mics, I didn't think it was off. On my own DirecTV.
Mics were off, levels were off, and then for one word that would be deleted, entire sentences would be gone.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't even have them in context.
Was it my own television, or when Katy Perry was up there, did they do a censor and then they didn't catch up and then they dropped out altogether? It was an absolute mess, and it was very, very frustrating. But the thing that frustrates me the most is, especially with TV, because normally I like to keep up on certain things. So outside of Mr. Robot, which Pony has watched, did you guys watch any of the nominated shows?
As a matter of fact, do you want to play a game here? I have a montage of all the big winners. Do you want to ding and buzz what you've known?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. So know what? And yeah, I'll base the ding or buzz not just on me. It'll be the three of us. And if anybody in the group puts their hand up, we will stop down and we will quiz that person on that particular show.
All right, and
show.
This will be, I believe this is a montage of both movies and TV. So we'll get
be
the
ready
whole...
with your finger to stop that at a moment's
you
notice.
You bet. Here we go.
For the best supporting actress in a motion picture, Kate Winslet, Steve Jobs.
Anybody?
Did you saw it? Oscar,
Mac.
I thought you...
No, I was supposed to go see it. I heard such horrible reviews, I didn't go.
Yeah, it was... I mean, it was done quite
well.
No,
Mac, I'm sorry. It's the top three on the show.
Yeah, okay. Thanks.
I'd love to ask you about that, but unfortunately... So that is a no.
That's shocking because on the poster, Mac is mentioned. Said, I liked it. Yeah. But it's in parentheses.
Three of us, so we didn't see Steve Jobs.
None of us saw it. All right.
Best TV series comedy.
Mozart in the jungle.
What is it?
Mozart in the jungle. It's a musical comedy.
Why are they saying Mozart?
Because they're idiots.
Is it Mozart or is it Mozart?
It's got to be Mozart because it's a musical.
Yeah,
thing.
But I thought it was pronounced Mozart.
Yeah. Let's go with you.
Now, Rob, I'm curious though. We don't know, do we? We don't know if on the TV show they say Mozart or if it is Mozart. I mean, come on, this is just so obscure. I don't get it.
It's got to be Mozart because it's a musical show. But let's see what the next thing we didn't see is.
Best actor in a supporting role in a series, limited series, or motion picture made for television.
Christian Slater. Best actor in.
So Mr. Right. Robot again.
But the three of us didn't see it, so it doesn't count.
Right. This was a best actor.
A TV series drama. John Hamm, Mad Men.
I watched Mad Men.
Everybody's seen that.
Six years ago. Everybody knows the character.
Yeah.
All right.
Best actor in a motion picture comedy. Matt Damon, The Martian.
I saw The Martian.
Yeah. We all saw The Martian.
But I wouldn't call it a comedy for a million
years. But
it
doesn't matter. I was glad it won an award because I think it deserved an award. It was a great movie. I really enjoyed it.
Supporting actor in a motion picture.
Sylvester Stallone.
Creed.
Did anybody see Creed?
Didn't see Creed.
No.
Didn't see
it.
No.
Is it Creed or Greed?
It's Creed. With a C. Right. Like Apollo Creed.
Greed was a silent movie a long time ago.
Alejandro G. Enriquez.
I don't know what that was.
No, that was...
That's The Revenant.
The Revenant.
Oh, The Revenant.
It just came out this weekend. I'm going tonight to see it.
That's the
I'm
bear movie.
I'm going Wednesday. Yes. I'm going Wednesday to see it. I'm looking forward to it.
Mike, it's a bear movie. you can go see bear movie.
Bear movie. Bear movie attacks guy.
Hey, you know what? Do you remember a long time ago we went and saw a boat movie, Titanic?
Yes, I said it.
Same guy.
Boat
movie. But it's bear movie.
Boat movie and bear movie.
Actress in a TV series drama. Taraji P. Henson.
Empire. Best.
That's the lady.
Does anybody
Empire.
Watch?
I watch anybody... every episode of Empire. And Cookie, she's just like her character. She just is. It was nice to see her because she's phenomenal on the show. She's really great on the program.
Okay, so that's one. We have somebody that watches Empire. It's a network show. Yeah. Very good.
588-2300.
No. How dare you?
Today
we'll, the record
we'll
business.
We'll put a free room. If you get your floors done, we'll put a free room in there, too.
No.
Yeah. I'm going to get a free room after I see the bear movie. 1-800
Empire. Mike did that bit a long time ago, and the sales guys came and said, you can't do that bit anymore. Because they're a big, big advertiser. Today.
Actress in a motion picture comedy. Jennifer Lawrence, Joy.
Jennifer Lawrence,
I didn't
and
see Joy.
Did not see
I
Joy.
I didn't go
did
see
it
Joy.
Just come out?
I think
it
so.
It got crappy reviews. I didn't go see it.
Best motion picture comedy. The Martian.
Covered.
Saw that one.
Yeah, got it.
All
right.
Saw that one.
Best actress in a motion picture drama. Brie Larson.
Best.
The Room?
Yes.
Brie Larson, no. What?
Brie Larson in The Room.
The Room.
The Room?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'll pass.
When was that out? I mean, or
limited
is it
release.
Out? Or, you know, come on.
It had to be limited. Because I watch I look at what we can go see in Fandango down at the theater.
Right.
Is it even out? Mac, please tip it.
I did not see it, but I know exactly what it's about. It's about a...
No, we don't need that. Appreciate that. Thanks.
Okay.
Hey. I don't know, Mike.
That's the second
the top
time
three, man. Top three.
That's the second time we've gone to Mac and he's been unable to finish.
Not a big fan of Brie. I'm just going to say that as a rule.
All right, very good.
Actor in a motion picture drama. Leonardo DiCaprio.
We're giving that a ding because we're all going to go see the Bear Movie.
We have been talking about seeing it since we first saw the reviews, so that's fine.
Yes, very cool. Absolutely. It's the only thing that's really cool.
Motion picture drama, The Revenant.
That guy won an Academy Award as well.
That's right. There you go. Those are your big winners last night.
So I have to have at least Ricky Gervais is talented, but he doesn't carry it through me if I'm going to watch. I'm not going to watch an award show with movies and TV shows that I haven't seen because that I don't have a rooting interest, and so that makes it very, very frustrating.
Mr. Robot's something I think you and all of us would be into.
Yeah, it's great.
We should watch that, I suppose.
I'm going to try to check it out, but I don't know what it is with TV. Maybe it's down here.
No, it's on Amazon Prime.
But I mean, the Oscar, I'm down here. You know what's on my TV now?
It's everywhere.
Dora the Explorer is on my TV.
Yeah, but you've got a TV in your bedroom, right?
Yeah, but we, you know, by the time he's done, you know, we'll pop on, Carlo will pop on a Dateline. I'll watch CNN for half an hour, and then it's lights out. I got to get more. I'm going to more movies than I am watching TV shows.
If we were able to sort of modernize it with a compromise? What if we arranged it for Dora the Explorer to be attacked by a bear?
That's great.
Then you've got something. It's a little more modern.
It's hard to find time is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Speaking of movies, tomorrow on the show, we got a special show. We're really excited about it. We're going to have Dominique Foxworth, formerly of the NFLPA, formerly of the Baltimore Ravens, a very successful DB, a brilliant guy who has written an article about concussion. And one of the things that we're going to talk about is the fact that this movie just happened to come out against a little thing called Star Wars.
Yes.
It really was strange to me that it did. After watching Concussion, did either one of you guys get
Saturday
to see it over the weekend?
Saw it on Friday, yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's stunning to me that in a way, Oscar, I come away thinking that the NFL kind of got away with it. And it's not top of mind. And it's like so many things in this country. If we like something, we don't care if it's bad for us. And so, you know, this doctor that is portrayed in the movie Concussion, really great job by Will Smith.
Really
nominated,
good. Really, really terrific. And, you know, we're going to talk to Fox about it because it's a guy that lived it, not only by playing in the NFL, but also lived it because he was a prominent guy in the NFL Players Association. So, and he wrote a brilliant article about
it.
We're going to ask him about that. So it'll be a discussion on Concussion. And I'm just giving you a heads up because if you want to sneak out tonight and catch the movie before we talk about it, I recommend it highly. But this is a movie, once again, curiously, that is not being talked about like you would think it was being talked about.
For a really good movie. I mean, it is an excellent film. Yeah,
I smell a rat like I've never smelled a rat. As somebody who's lived in the corporate world of media, been in those offices with those suits and those attorneys, I think anything's possible. And it's just curious to me. Not that I'm going to develop a big conspiracy theory, but we're going to talk about concussions and the injuries in the NFL. And I find myself now, Oscar, watching an NFL game a lot differently than I used to.
Sure, for sure.
And they're still banging those heads together. We will, you know, all you had to do is watch the Cincinnati game. You know what I'm talking about. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more. This is, we'll meet the new intern on the Mike O'Mara Show coming up next.
Hello, technology enthusiasts. Since 2008, Tech 4-in-1 has been providing you with a dazzling cocktail of state-of-the-art info and rib-tickling entertainment. Oscar Santana and Todd Moore really bring it week after week, but now it's even better. Thanks to me, Mike McIntosh. You know, Mac, the intern.
Sure.
Now that I'm a regular on Tech 4-11, the sky's the limit. Tune in and live the magic. It's Tech 4-in-1 with Oscar, Todd, and me, Mac, the intern.
Yeah.
Available on the TMOS app, iTunes, and tech411show.com. Okay.
That was his best take.
Mike, he's magic. Such a regular, he didn't show up for yesterday's show.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh,
it's okay.
So he's
well, before we get to the new intern, we're going to have to deal with that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by a new client for us, and we love this company, Betterment, a new year. There's no better time to face facts. Isn't it time you took control of your financial future? You really should. Are you ready to take the first step? Whether you are a multi-million dollar investor or just starting out, the answer is Betterment. Why? Because Betterment is now. Betterment is the future. Betterment is the way people are going to invest. Betterment lets you invest at a fraction of the cost of traditional investment services. Betterment is already managing billions of dollars for more than 100,000 customers. Now, the revolution of personalized investing has begun. With the technology that is available nowadays, you don't have to do it the old-fashioned way. Betterment is leading the way with a smarter and more straightforward way to invest. Betterment uses smart technology to automate investing and help you make better financial decisions, invest for your personal goals, and stay on track for retirement. It's streamlined. It's a streamlined approach to investing, automated, easy to use, and easy to get the information you need to get. That's very, very important to many people like me. Betterment lets you reach your financial goals, and they let you know what's happening while you're reaching those goals. Sign up on your computer or smartphone today and get up to 6 months of automated investing free and more information by going to betterment.com/TMOS. That's BETTERMENT.com/TMOS. Betterment, investing made easy. So that promo for Tech411, you gave him the opportunity to be and by the way, a lot of our interns are doing great things.
Yes.
Rofo on the Tony Perkins show, and and now Mac, who is blossomed into the producer of Tech411.
Right, and then there's Adrian.
Adrian is doing a great job too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And thank you.
What's
we could
he
go
doing?
Back and mention all that. What is Adrian doing?
He is continuing to show up on time.
Oh.
And really offering a lot of positive energy in the room.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very exciting. So you scheduled a Tech 411 over the weekend, Oscar?
Yes.
Is that when you were supposed to do
did,
it?
We did, because Todd is going to New York today for an Apple conference, so we had to do it over the weekend. We wanted to make sure we got one in soon. And, you know,
and there was a lot of planning that went into this, because I heard it over the last few days.
Yeah, a lot of planning to figure out when we were going to do it, what time was going to work. So we said Sunday at 1 p.m. Will give me a chance to get back from the University of Maryland and get here and get go time, right? Class in the
do
morning.
It before the, knock it out before the game.
Yeah,
too,
right, the game would be over. And I get a quick text on our app and on my phone. We use Slack. It's a project software that we use.
It's named after Matt.
Oh, by the way, I have a combat. Speaking of the game, the Redskins playoff game yesterday, I don't like that.
Oh.
I don't like that.
Oh, my.
I don't like that.
Cousins!
I guess. Cousins. Here, just one quick question regarding that. Will you like that? Carry into, do you think it's strong enough to carry into next season, or did that die with the Redskins playoff loss to the Grove?
I would say those towels are now instant collector's items.
No. Okay. If he comes out swinging next year, you'll hear
you think
it.
They'll still do the you
yeah.
like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah. Okay.
Do you like that?
Both of you. This guy has no idea what's going on. He thinks we're talking
about
an ice
cream flavor. Did you watch any of the game?
Every moment of the game. Mike, you know what I love? I love a safety. I think it's the most comical score in the NFL.
That's when I thought, that's when I said, I really thought in the first 1 minute of that game, I thought the first 60 seconds, that this it has the potential to be an absolute blowout.
Exactly.
Because Green Bay looks so inept, you never know. You never know in this league. You never know what's going to happen. And suddenly, if you were using theatrical terminology.
Please, Mike, help me to understand.
The Green Bay Packers found their voice, Rob.
Well, the Redskins were certainly upstaged by the end of the presentation. Mm-hmm. Maybe they needed more rehearsal.
So
Mike McIntosh, our friend Mac, he texts me, he says, family emergency, won't be able to make it today. So I was like, okay. I didn't want to pry, I didn't want to get into it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it was just
weird. You want to get into it now?
It was just
because,
weird.
You know, nobody loves doom and gloom like he does. You know, he'd love, the worse it is, the more he'd love to tell us.
He loves to come in and hang crepe. Get ready.
Absolutely.
Just thought it was strange that we would get it so quickly. And anytime we've ever had family emergency in the past in our broadcast career,
right.
It's something that, like,
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Now, well, family emergency, I got pretty much, you know, something happens to my kid, my wife, or my mom. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. So did you have something happen to a close relative, or was it?
Or did someone lose the sweatshirt?
Mac, let me just say this, okay?
Yeah.
We're doing a comedy show. Before you answer this question, I want to give you a little primer, okay?
No amount of prefacing to this is going to help his answer.
No, you're right. You're right. But let me just do it anyway because it'll make me feel better.
All right,
Mac,
all right.
Before you answer this question, we are more than welcome to defer and say it's extremely personal. I would rather not discuss it.
Yes.
Or you could, but if you are going to discuss it, please understand that we don't want to make people feel horrible.
Yeah, this is the rub. You know this actually. Can I tip in here before he answers?
This is a lesson. This is a valuable lesson, Maddie. I'm glad you're here for this.
If it was really that bad, you wouldn't be here today.
Right.
That's the way I look at it.
With that said, and all of that prepping, Mac, would you care to share with us what your family emergency was?
It was actually very personal.
Did it have something to do with you?
Yes.
Oh. So was it your health?
It ended up being that, yes.
Okay.
You were sick.
It was a fight in the household that got way out of hand, and I... yelling, fight, not physical.
Oh,
not physical.
So you were yelling. You actually know how to raise your voice?
The authorities... so what were you yelling at your mommy about?
It was...
Mom, you shrunk my orange sweatshirt.
Rob, King of Comedy, if you will, if you have it anywhere. If you have any of the King of Comedy clips.
Think we might be
all right. So, Mac, when you were talking to your mom... How did the fight begin? Now, see, Mac, this, unlike a major health issue, is tremendous for the show. Domestic altercation, and you have, well, how did the fight begin? And we'll counsel you through it.
I was caught in a lie.
Oh no!
Mac, let me tell you, first of all, completely unexpected, and now we've gone from me wanting to get right through this to this might be the entire show today.
Yes.
Because this is something truly special. So, Mac, let me ask you this, and we're going to take our time with this so we get everything just
and
right.
And we should, yes.
When you get caught in a lie, is it something, obviously, if it's a big deal, that probably means you've been caught in this lie before?
Actually, no.
Okay.
First time. Good.
All right. Not this lie, but have you been caught in lies before? If you were to reveal the tapestry of your character, the fabric that makes up Mac.
Your life's work.
The orange fabric that makes up Mac. would lying be one of your biggest faults?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I am a very, very good liar. Almost to the point where I lie to myself and I believe myself.
Wow.
That's not Mac. That's not good. That's not healthy.
That's the guy producing your podcast, Oscar.
He's admitting that he's a good liar, but he knows that it's a bad thing. That's the first step.
Okay, that is a step. Mm-hmm. Yes. Granted, that is a step.
Okay, so...
I don't know that it's great, but it's a step.
Well, the fact that Oscar Santana is taking you under his wing on Tech 411, let me just say, you're with the right guy. But anyway, no, that's just a joke. Just doing a little shtick there.
How dare you?
So, Mac, I'll get right to it. What did you lie to mommy about?
Yeah, that I do not want to say. That's very personal.
Oh.
Oh.
Does it have to do with any type of internet browsing?
No.
Does it have
first
to
thing
be?
I thought of,
well,
too. First thing I thought of, what are you doing up there? You know, what's the number one thing we lie to our moms about? What are you doing?
I'm getting ready for the game. Don't come in.
I envisioned it was a lie that involved an animated lady with massive round eyes.
Why is the history cleared on your computer?
That's right. Where are your? What happened to your cookies, son?
Mac, can I ask you this, Mac? Did it involve, and you have to answer this.
Okay.
No, you don't. Okay. Did it involve stealing?
No, it did not.
Good. Did it involve where you had been?
Technically, yes.
Okay.
Oh, right. What did the fight break out for?
It's a long-term lie.
Oh,
really.
Ooh. Oh boy.
How long back does it go?
About 6 months.
Oh.
And so the lie involves, and you don't have to give us specifics. We can get to this without giving us specifics.
I'll just go ahead. It involved.
Hold on. Can we get a timpani, please?
Yeah, I think a timpani might be nice.
I really appreciate it. Thank you. Right. Hold on.
What did the lie?
Wait till it builds up.
Okay.
What did the lie involve, Mr. Mac?
It involved school.
Oh,
school.
Oh, yeah. You know, a lot of people forget that Mac actually does go to school.
Yeah.
Or Mac, does I forgot. Where is Mac? Is Mac an AU guy, too?
Nova.
Or?
Nova.
Oh, you go to Nova. Okay.
He says a lot.
Oh, what a dick.
So you haven't been going to class?
Correct.
Uh-oh. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. Okay, we're going to come back and finish this up. That's a pretty big deal, man. Maddie, our new intern, hopes she's taking notes. We're going to hopefully. I'm thinking we're going to have to get to meet her the next time. We'll take a break and come back with more of this Inquisition on the Mike O'Mara Show, you little liar. Wow. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Great to be back for another year of TMOS fun and frolic. 2016 going to be our best year yet, and you don't want to miss any of it, do you?
No.
Do
no,
you?
No.
Well?
No.
Do you?
No.
No.
Of course you don't.
So to really get all of it, you got to take the next step, don't you?
And subscribe to the 2016 TMOS bonus package. Subscribe for a full year of bonus, and you'll get full access to all the 2016 bonus show content, both audio and video. Plus, you get access to the entire bonus show anthology, and you save over 25%. Ka-ching. Remember, this is a great way to support your favorite podcast and get extra uncensored TMOS in your life. Back in the day, in a land long ago, far, far away, we simply put the donate button up on our webpage.
Right.
We don't do that anymore. The way we beg you is by offering you bonus content, and that's how you support the show. All waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Click the banner marked TMOS Bonus Packages, and don't forget to renew the TMOS Bonus Package. It's what you want, and besides, you deserve it. Order it today. How are the renewals going? Are people remembering to renew, Oscar
they
Santana?
They should work harder at it.
Work harder. Mm-hmm. God damn on.
And give the gift. A bonus.
Yes. Never that's right. It's easy because Pony put a lot of work in to make it easy for you to gift the bonus show content to the Mike O'Mara Show fat in your life. So please do that today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Now back to the Inquisition. Max, so you come here, obviously. I'm going to start this way. When you come here to the Mike O'Mara Show, you are telling your folks that you're coming here, are you not?
Yes.
You're not lying about coming here.
No.
And they're fans of the show. They like that you're part of it, right?
Yeah.
You were just rolled your eyes. Tell the truth.
My dad does not give a crap.
Oh, my dad doesn't
Well, that's
care.
Okay. Yeah. My mom doesn't give a crap. My sister doesn't give a crap.
Parents,
none of my family.
They don't care.
My whole family doesn't care about the show.
I'm more frustrated with my mom because she's the one who got me into the show, but she just doesn't listen because it's hard for her.
Why is it hard for her?
Just because she doesn't have time. It distracts her from her work.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's I understand
fair.
That. It's not that she doesn't like it because we occasionally poke a little fun at you, Orange
it's
Sweatshirt.
It's better they don't listen. It's better they don't listen, so don't take it personal.
What'd she do for a living?
They're accountants, both of them.
Yes. Of course they are.
Yeah.
Fun.
Shocker.
Okay, so Mac, you tell your parents you're coming here when you're coming here. For 6 months, you've been telling them you're going to school at a certain time. Where have you been going?
To the Whole Foods parking lot.
Oh.
Okay. Now, hold on.
Wait a minute. I got to get some hold on. Let me just reconfigure my board here for a second here. Okay?
While
let me
you
just
reconfigure,
get that up.
When you go to school, the classes ostensibly are paid for. Do you pay for them or do your folks pay for them?
I have a thing with my grandparents who have a trust fund for all the grandkids.
Okay.
That's sweet.
So
that's
the trust fund is
taken care of.
Liar.
Yes.
All right. So
when you go to the Whole Foods parking lot.
Wait. Slow down. Slow down. We are taking time here. He is going to a Whole Foods parking lot.
I like the fact that he's so specific. You know, one would think if this was an ongoing thing, you would at least rotate your parking lots. Maybe occasionally go to a furniture store, something else. But he likes Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm. It's close.
You're going to a Whole Foods parking lot when you say you're going to school. Now, what is the time commitment normally you would be away from home when you're going to school?
About an hour and a half.
Why are you not going? Are you registered for classes?
What college class allows you portal
He's
to
lying.
Portal to be
Mac,
away for 90
Mac,
minutes?
You don't
Mac,
need to lie.
I got to tell you something. Yes. You can lie to your mom, but you can't lie to me. You
trust,
can't lie.
Trust zone.
They
here.
Know now, but
yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So what are you doing? Why are you? First of all, are you not going to class that you registered for?
I didn't register.
So you completely aren't even a student at Nova.
Not for that semester.
Can you turn his microphone up a little bit for me?
Yeah, for that semester, I am.
Serious, he's got a bird voice.
I did not register for any classes that semester.
For the fall semester?
For the fall semester, yes.
Okay. But your parents thought you were registered?
Correct.
Okay, do they have any access that they would be able to see that the trust fund has not been touched?
They do not have access.
Okay.
Do you get the money from the trust fund to pay for your own education? So
yes.
That their money, so you've been using the money for other things?
I didn't take the money. There was no registration.
No,
there was
financial transaction.
No.
This
nothing.
Shocks me because okay. Whole Foods is not cheap.
Mm-mm. What do you do in the car?
Oh no!
For the time?
No,
I don't think he's doing that. But are you surfing the web? Are you taking a nap? What are you doing?
The reason I'm in the Whole Foods parking lot is because not in a parking lot.
Okay. No. Okay.
But I'm pretty much getting the Wi-Fi from the Whole Foods and just watching YouTube videos and doing just stuff on my iPad in the car.
Oh, so
you're surfing
the
net.
Whole Foods had free Wi-Fi?
So, all right, yeah. So you're surfing the net.
Yeah, I guess okay. You can say that.
Doesn't
so
Whole
you,
Foods
you
have
told your like, hold on, Rob. Oh,
yeah, Rob, let go of the Whole Foods food.
I know.
He's just getting Wi-Fi. It's
not,
really,
it's not I want that it. So much.
It's food.
Really? I would love to get
it's called Cancer Pony, too. We all have our thoughts, don't we?
Yes. I would love to get some answers to this. So let me slow it down a little bit. You say you're going to go to class. You say, bye, Mom, going to class. I'll see you this afternoon. And you go off, and instead of driving to Nova, you pull into the parking lot of a Whole Foods where they have free Wi-Fi because you can surf the net for free.
Yes.
And you surf the net all day.
For the period of time. I mean, there is some leeway because my parents don't always get home at times, so I might not even leave the house.
You'll surf the net at home and say, bye-bye, I'm heading to class in an hour. Bye, Mom, have a nice day at work, and you just stay home.
Yeah.
But you don't go to class, and they thought you were going to be in class.
Correct.
So how long were you supposed to be in class? I mean, how long were you? Is this an entire semester that you did this?
Yes.
There's another layer to the slide because I've been asking Mac about his semester and how school was going.
I've heard you do this, and he has an answer for you every time.
He has an answer for me every time. He did say his schedule was lighter this semester than this past semester.
Yeah,
but I would follow up because I actually care. So, what class are you taking? And then he would have an answer for me.
Oh, God.
That's
this
the
is
thing
not good.
Why I went is that I believe my own lie, and I have it all in my head.
That's a BS
I know,
excuse,
like,
that you believe your own lie. I hate that comment, and I don't like that comment. That's
to
a
an
lying
extent.
Is lying.
Yeah.
Lying is lying, and whether you believe it or not, you don't believe it. You know it's a lie. So
either that or he's lost his mind totally.
You don't even go to school, and you tell your folks and you tell your coworkers that you are going to school. This is, can I ask, is it just laziness? Is that what it is?
It was a degradation, kind of. I dropped a class the semester before, and it's tough for me because school is just tough.
Yeah, it is tough.
But let me ask a question, because there is also a psychological layer that I think we've not reached yet. And it's quaint that you say you believe your own lies. And I think we've all learned that people do that. We have all watched shows like, you know, Dateline or Law and Order, and people believe their own lies. But the fact that you are going to a parking lot, is there not like a little cafe in the Whole Foods where you could go and sit and be inside and surf the web?
Probably
and
have to buy something.
But is there a small part of you that kind of likes the fact that you're on the run and you're being sneaky?
A stakeout.
Yeah, and you're living in a parking lot? Do you want to be caught?
No, it has nothing to do
then
with that.
Then why are you in a parking lot when you could be sitting inside?
Because I just lay back in the chair.
He's in the car, watches
maneuver.
YouTube.
Yeah, and you know what? That doesn't make it any better for me.
Well, wait, hold on.
I don't want to be around people.
And he doesn't want to be spotted.
There we go.
Yeah, he doesn't want to
be spotted. You're antisocial in that regard. So have you done anything else with this inordinate amount of free time where you're supposed to be in school besides just going to the Whole Foods parking lot? Do you do anything else?
If it's not the Whole Foods parking lot, sometimes I would actually go to the parking lot of the school.
Oh, and just
and
hang
just
out there?
Do the same thing there.
And
but
lurk.
Do you do anything else? Do you screw off in any other way where, like, you'll go to a movie or you'll go? No.
No.
You never
so
do
you
anything
don't do...
pleasurable.
No, I mean I do it really to pass the time.
All right.
And it's so, and psychologically for him, he's driving to school. He's just not going in. So technically for his box of lies,
yeah.
He did go to school.
Yeah, you can check that out.
Right?
Yeah.
I went to
Let
school.
Me ask this. So are you, this is the fall semester we were talking about?
Yes.
Are you registered for the spring semester?
Yes.
And when does it. The spring semester hold on,
I'd like
Tony.
To see the paperwork.
Slow down. I don't either.
See,
but,
that's what was going on yesterday. And why we had the big thing is because yesterday is when I admitted it, and I pretty much fell apart.
Okay,
so
let me
you
ask.
Had a ner- you had a ner- hold on, you had a nervous collapse.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, so you had the you had a bit of a breakdown, but you're obviously you've got your act together again that you're able to talk about this. Are you registered for the spring?
Yes,
and so you've got a full class load for the spring.
Because it starts today. Yesterday was the endpoint. I registered for two and then am going to register for an 8-week class on the second half of this semester.
Okay, so you got two classes that you're going to be going to, and is the class this afternoon?
No, it's on Thursday.
Thursday.
It's on Thursday. So you've got a class, and you're going to class?
Yes.
Promise?
Yes.
We're going to check. We're going to call your teacher.
Can you text me a picture of you in class?
In front of the chalkboard.
Sure, I'll take a selfie.
With... the date written on the chalkboard.
Newspaper.
Now, let me ask you this. Is the thing that makes it tough, because you're a smart guy. You strike me as a pretty smart kid.
Yes.
Is the thing that makes it the most tough the social interaction element of it? Is that what makes
it tough? Of
school? Yeah.
No, it's the daily grind of homework and stuff. I get distracted very easily, and it's just... I'm not confident, and
but
it's
hold
just,
on, you're oh, not confident. Let me just say this though: you chose to do an internship on a radio show. There are many kids that wouldn't have the gumption to do that. So you've got some confidence to do that, and you've been you've been very forthright on this show, which to me, I mean, you've been brave in a lot of ways, talking about your health issues and all that. I'm just curious about why you say I'm not is. I'm getting back to the thing. Would you rather just like hang out in a parking lot and do nothing?
Yeah. I mean, I want to just live at home and just be on the computer. I mean, if it was perfect, I would just live at home, be on the computer and just do whatever.
Which is better, parking lot or your parents' house?
Definitely the house.
Of course.
Let me ask you this.
Got a fridge.
Your mother and father, and I got a... I'm not mad at you, actually. I want to, you don't have to go to college to be successful in life. You just don't have to, right? That's something you have to do. But if you have the opportunity to go and someone has sacrificed your grandparents and really saved and thought about...
To be perfectly clear, sacrificed his grandparents. His grandparents sacrificed for him.
You know what I mean.
I just want the record to
reflect. No, but they put the money away. I understand what he's saying.
Yeah, someone has sacrificed so you can... They have saved the money. They have gone out of their
way. Don't push them over the edge, Oscar. Don't push them over the edge.
No, I'm not.
It's a sensitive situation.
To give you an opportunity, you should take that opportunity because there's so many other people out there that would have died to have that opportunity.
Yeah, they really would.
It's actually... It's actually, you would show yourself some respect, you would show your family some respect, and you would show the people that wish they had this opportunity some respect if you actually would take advantage of this opportunity and go.
Yeah.
Well, now he's going to go. You're going to go.
I'm going to go.
And how did it end with the family? Was it a rough night?
To be honest, I probably was 10 times harder on myself than my parents were on me.
Good. Good, that's good. A good thing.
I think we're all like that.
You know, we're
today.
All like that in this business. Mm-hmm. When we feel like we've screwed up, we're all a little harder.
How many
on
times did you cut yourself?
Yeah,
no. I thought it was a cut.
But how are you doing now? You doing okay now? Do you feel better? Do you feel better purging this on the show, letting
to be honest,
us all
yes,
out?
Yes, a lot better.
Yes. Well, you're not being honest.
I was still struggling this morning, but I'm
now. Hold on, Oscar.
Stop
why do you
saying
think...
to be honest? Like you know.
Oh yeah.
That's
yeah,
kind
yeah,
of like
that's true.
Yeah.
That's
just be.
Two things I want to ask real quick. First of all, one thing I have to say is that Maddie, the intern, is having the greatest first day of an internship.
Oh, yeah.
Ever. You should
absolutely
see
absolutely no pressure on her whatsoever.
She is smiling so big, she is throwing off light. But the other thing I wanted to ask Mac, when you have a rich tapestry of lies like this, what is it that started it to unravel yesterday? What was the breaking point? How did it come to be that they found out you were lying to them?
The fact that I really wanted to go back in this semester and I was trying to figure out some way out of it where I could sign up And
Stop again. Yeah. You confused me. Okay. The fact that you really wanted to go back this... They wanted you to go back?
No, I wanted to go back.
Mm-hmm. And why did you want to go back?
Because I need to get it done, and I know what I want to do is just really... It was trying to end the cycle, and I just needed...
So how many semesters back has this gone?
One.
Okay.
Oh, so you only in the fall semester did you basically drop out?
It was a decline in the summer semester before that. Mm-hmm.
Were you skipped a few classes and then you decided I'm just not up for doing this in the fall and now you want to make that right?
Yes.
Are your folks cool with that? Do they respect that and know that you want to make it right?
As far as I know now, it's still the early stages. I mean, it happened yesterday. But, mm-hmm. yeah, for the most part, they understand. They're
not saying you're cut off, you know, you're on your own or anything like that.
I'm still kind of afraid that something like that's going to happen. But as of now, no.
Let me add this. When you're fighting with your mom and she's clearly upset at you and for good reason and you're upset at yourself, when did you text your pal Oscar and your friend Todd to say we couldn't do the show with you?
Yeah, a timeline of the day.
Yes, that would be interesting.
When did it start to unravel and when did the text go out?
Yeah,
I would say it started to unravel around 10 o'clock.
In the morning.
In the morning, and I texted you around 11 because I still wanted to come in.
Yes.
But it was just turning out just, it was...
It wasn't going your way.
It was only getting worse.
When you were going to come in and do Tech 411, were you going to come into the studio or were you going to stay in the parking lot?
We do have a Whole Foods right there.
Look, Mac, we all F up in life, right?
Yeah.
And the only way that you can measure yourself and how bad it is and what you've done is how you pick yourself up, right? Yeah. So pick yourself up, buddy.
Yeah. That's it. That's the plan.
Do you feel better for having this out in the open?
Yeah. I believe so. I mean, definitely better than when I got here.
Good. Okay. Good. So it's been weighing on your mind. And have you had obviously you've had the blowout with your folks, but have you had a calmer heart-to-heart with them telling them, you know, hey, sorry about all this and I want to do better? You said you're harder on yourself, so you obviously I hear a tremendous amount of contrition in your voice.
Sure.
Even though I can't see you, which I'd love to on this particular interview.
Mike, you're not missing much.
I know. So do you think you've satisfactorily made it right with mommy and daddy?
No.
And why is that?
I still have things to do. I mean, kind of what we decided is there are going to be consequences, but they are coming soon.
You know what's really bad, Mike, is when he came in today, I said, how was your weekend?
Mike, you're grounded. Mike McIntosh, you are grounded.
He said to me that he had a family crisis yesterday. I said, everything okay today? He said, today, everything's fine. So that was a lie, too.
No, it's okay now, but it's still very recent. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Rob, in your own little sweet way, you have a way of kicking of getting the last kick to the head.
I want to know if it's okay or not because he's told us both.
You like piling on more than any of it, especially when it comes to interns because you were an abused intern.
You taught me to do this. I learned it from watching you.
In my old age, I feel a lot more... there are two things that have changed about me. I feel a lot more cynical and distrusting of large institutions, and I feel a lot more inclination for forgiveness of individuals. That's the way the way I am now. But the thing about it is that with the dishonesty, and I've been in this situation, I think a lot of people have, building up trust is something that unfortunately is not an easy fix. So I would say that you have a long road ahead of you with mom and dad because trust is something that has to be regained. They still love you, I'm sure, but you have to regain that. And so you got a long haul there. And what I would suggest to you and to Oscar and anybody else that you are accountable to, that it's on you to create some sort of way of verifying your whereabouts. I'm not talking about an ankle bracelet, but I'm saying You got to communicate now, which, you know, the free pass is that nobody's giving a rat's ass. You're off to do your Nova thing. You're going to the show. You got to be more active about letting people know where you are, because that's going to be what's in your parents' mind all the time. They're going to really wonder about where you are and what you're doing, and you owe it to them to kind of keep them in the loop about that.
Yeah.
And I would volunteer that to them, and I think that would go not a long way, but it would go part of the way in kind of getting things, righting the ship.
Settling.
Yeah. I'm thinking of telling them, like, to find my iPhone where they can actually track my phone.
That's a great idea. Yeah. That works, too.
Though, the radius is tough because you could be in the parking lot, but not actually in the class.
Yeah, if you're in the parking lot of the school.
It's as close as I can get. There's not much more parking lot of the school going to the difficult. Class.
Yeah, that's tough. Hey, is there anything else before we wrap this up? Hey, Maddie, I give the microphone to Maddie.
Hi.
Maddie, when's the next time you're here?
Thursday.
We'll get to know you a little bit on Thursday, okay?
Yes, cool. We'd like that.
Cool.
Welcome aboard.
Get
give
your
the microphone
ready.
Thank you. Back to your slacker brother over there. Okay. Mac, is there any last thing you need to throw in before we go to News You May Not
Need?
That's
it. I have
one more
everything.
Thing you want to purge.
Yeah.
No.
Nothing.
What are you taking?
All right, very good.
Yeah.
What classes?
What classes are you taking this fall? This spring?
Physics and history of film and animation.
Oh.
Okay. I know which one he's going to go to. I know where that physics class is going to be taught. Right next to the produce section. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Michael Barrett Show right after.
It's Tony and Gary.
Coming up on this week's show, one of the greatest of all time making his way to the ring now, looking beautiful as ever, a man of great integrity and grace, Sugar Ray Leonard, one of the greatest of all time, coming here tonight.
That's one of the worst impressions I've ever heard of me done by anybody.
You're dead. How can you be acting on this?
I forgot.
Sugar Ray Leonard is on this week's episode of the show. It's a big one, folks. TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new app.
What's Michael Mira going to say about your impression?
The Tony Perkins Show. Mira.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. It's an old saying, but it still holds true. I love this expression. I know it's kind of a cliche, but you only get one chance to make a first impression. And I love handing out my Vistaprint business cards to people all over South Florida. I truly love that. And, I like it because it's simple. Listen and you'll get it. And I pass that out wherever I go. And, you know, I get so many people say, well, is it sports? Is it politics? Okay. Oh, so it's politics. No. But is it sports? I said, no. Well, what is it? Sports? No. It's a regular, it's three guys busting each other's chops. It's like, about politics or sports? I said, no. It's three guys busting each other's chops about anything. Look, listen and you'll get it. And then I hand them the card, and they go, oh, it says that right on the card. Yes, dumbass. There it is. Thank you. And I'm talking about my Vistaprint card. Right now, 500 business cards, $9.99. When you enter promo code TMOS at checkout, I got it, Rob. 500 cards for under 10 bucks. Trust me, if you want to impress a client and have them remember you, do what I do, hand them a beautiful Vistaprint card. Great quality, easy to customize, and your satisfaction absolutely guaranteed. If you're not happy, Vistaprint will make it right. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS, don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order today, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
Well, this was completely unexpected. David Bowie died yesterday at the age of 69. He'd had cancer for a while, but he kept it pretty much a secret, which in this day and age I find tremendously admirable when
amazing
they're able to do
too.
That.
Amazing that David he was able to.
And his wife, Iman, I think that's fantastic. They didn't say what kind, and that's fine with me too. Here's what the official statement said. David Bowie died peacefully today, surrounded by his family after a courageous 18-month battle with cancer. While many of you will share in this loss, we ask that you respect the family's privacy during their time of grief. Obviously, Bowie was a rock icon for over 40 years, and his career incorporated glam rock, soul, pop, and electronica. His big breakthrough was the 1972 album The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. That's the one with Moon Age Daydream, Starman, Ziggy Stardust, and Suffragette City. Ziggy Stardust kind of became his alter ego for a while, too. The pale white makeup, the big orange hair, the weird androgynous outfits. And he had other personas and styles over the years. Basically, he was doing a weird mixture of rock, art, and fashion 40 years before Lady Gaga, and that might have been as influential as his music. Believe it or not, he only had 2 number one songs in America. I'm stunned at that.
It is shocking when you look over the catalog of the amount of music he did.
Fame in 1975, which I think everybody knows that one. And then the one that I used to play in the clubs in the early 1980s, Let's Dance.
Great song.
I played that, loved it. It was such a great transitional record. When I would be going from, not even transitional. It would establish itself. And it just was not an up-tempo record, but it had just that magic to it.
It's a strong record.
Other Bowie classics include Space Oddity, Changes, Rebel Rebel, Young Americans. Young Americans wasn't a number one hit.
That shocks me.
Golden Years, I love that. Heroes, Modern Love, Under Pressure with Queen. And Little Drummer Boy, one of our favorite Christmas songs with Bing Crosby. Mm-hmm. So salute to Mr. David Bowie, and he will be missed and too young,
unfortunately. Mike, you mentioned you wanted to hear one thing from his new album. This is the first single. Now, the weird thing is this single, he had a single out in November, but the album actually dropped on Friday, his birthday, January 8th. And this is the first single from the album Black Star. This is called Lazarus. Definitely a Bowie record. Let's take you to the hook here. Forgive me.
They're saying, perhaps alluding to what he was dealing with,
yes.
Right?
I'm in danger.
I think it's going to be a huge hit.
Wonderful voice. Still, to this day, wonderful voice.
I'm so high, it makes my brain whirl. Drop my cell phone down below.
What strikes me about it is that this is a brand new record. It sounds brand new, but it would be at home in 1975, 1985, 1995. Yep. Timeless. Just timeless.
There'll be more, obviously, coming out about that album and his battle, and perhaps if that album was tied into that, and I'll be very curious to read about that. Finally, there's a way to become a billionaire without having to do anything, Mac. If you somehow missed it, no one won the Powerball jackpot on Saturday night. We were going to talk about it today because there's a lot of stories around about how pre-planned this all is with the odds and just the way they're doing it. It started out at around $700 million, but so many people bought tickets, it was up to $900 million by the time of the drawing. Well, that's pocket change compared to this. The Powerball drawing this Wednesday is going to be worth at least minimum $1.3 billion. Few things at play here. No, it's not, and I don't like keep continuing to read these when they say 1.3 billion, because by the time the government gets done with it, by the way, the same government that is pocketing all the profits from all these tickets when you don't win, this is going to be much less than that. It's still going to be FU money that no one can ever even imagine. But the fact is, I don't like saying you're going to be a billionaire when you're not going to be a billionaire. It's a lie. And that's why I want to talk about it tomorrow, because I'm a big, I love to gamble. It's fun. But the fact is, when you're hearing stories about they've known that they were going to get these, run these jackpots up by doing it the way they're doing it, I'd like to read more about it and find out more about it. But it is an all-time world record. Odds of winning the Powerball are 1 in 292.2 million. So you're probably not going to win. But for a $1.3 billion jackpot, probably worth a shot. Duh. That's what everybody buys into. Boy, we're running late. Mel Gibson was a presenter at the Golden Globes. You saw that with Ricky Gervais. He made a joke about how awkward it was, made fun of Mel's drinking. Then Mel came out, gave Ricky a hug, and said, I love seeing Ricky every 3 years because it reminds me to get a colonoscopy. Then Ricky leaned into Mel and asked him a question that NBC censored. The actual question was about that sugar tease that he said to the cop. And that went on and on. It was a cool moment, and everybody liked it and all that. El Chapo, chaos isn't the only thing that put him in the news this weekend. On Saturday night, he held his annual Sean Penn's El Chapo chaos isn't the only thing that put him in the news. On Saturday night, he had his Help Haiti Home Charity event. And reignited rumors that he and Madonna might be getting together. She was there. They held hands. They had their arms around each other. She said she loved him. This is Madonna's quote when she got on stage. I want to say that, Sean, I love you from the moment I laid eyes on you, and I still love you just the same. So, you know, but Sean Penn is in a lot of hot water over this El Chapo interview. So
that's like a science fiction story when I saw that break.
Very
I just
weird.
Couldn't understand it at all.
Very, very, very weird. We got to move on now. A little something, something. This is a nice all-American throwback crime that sounds like it happened in 1840s Iowa, not today. 53-year-old Tyrone Gardner. There you go. He's from Ludington, Michigan, and he was grilling some chicken a few years ago and walked away for a few minutes. When he got back, one of the pieces of chicken was missing. Tyrone was pretty sure that his neighbor had stolen it, so he did what everybody does. He grabbed its pitchfork, went over to the guy's house, and stabbed him with the pitchfork. The guy was hurt, but he survived. Tyrone got the hell out of town, and the cops finally found him and arrested him back in October. He pleaded guilty to attempted assault with a dangerous weapon. He was sentenced to 1 year in jail last week, and it is astonishing to me that anyone can still roll into a hardware store and buy a pitchfork without a background check. Thank you very much. We will take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. I'll save my Justin Bieber story, being an ass, till tomorrow.
Excellent.
File that over here. We'll be right back with the Audio Vault.
Hey there, this is Katie, and I would love it if you listened to the Cake and Cookies Show. No, really, please listen. I need an actual reason for spending all this time with Rob. Nobody really wants to spend time with Rob, but I'm fun enough for both of us. Listen to Cake and Cookies. You'll love half of it. My half. Every Wednesday at MikeO'MearaShow.com. Part of the More Network.
Kind of cool that Katie and Rob are doing the same thing we do on this show with Katie down in Savannah, Georgia, and you up in Leesburg, Virginia.
New show tomorrow, folks, so if you have any questions, put them on our page. We'll get to them tonight.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. 2016 is here. Out with the old, in with the new. Auld Lang Syne, all that good stuff. But don't forget to make an important New Year's resolution. Resolve to do all your online shopping through our Amazon link. Anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it's without a doubt the best way to support this show. So stick to the 2016 Amazon resolution, and you will feel even better than if you quit smoking, went to the gym, and ate healthier because you helped out your favorite podcast. Remember, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Go to MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon. Click the Amazon button on our website or use the app on the shopping cart that's on our telephone app. That's wonderful. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, but it means the world to us, and Happy New Year. Without further ado, let's open up the Audio Vault for Monday, Jan 11, 2015, Rob.
Last thing before we close the book on David Bowie, this is a tape I found of him from 1973 when he was promoting Ziggy Stardust, right when he was about to become a really big presence in pop music, where he would stay until his unfortunate passing. They asked David Bowie about his life philosophy. This is 1973. I think it's very, very cool.
I find that I'm a person who can take on the guises of different people that I meet. I can switch accents in seconds of meeting somebody, and I can adopt their accent. I've always found that I collect. I'm a collector. And I've always just seemed to collect personalities, ideas. I have a hodgepodge philosophy, which really is very minimal.
Do you believe in God?
I believe in an energy form, but I wouldn't like to put a name to it.
Do you indulge in any form of worship?
Life. I love life very much indeed.
I love the fact that for the last 40 plus years, he's been collecting everything and putting it into his music. Yeah. So safe home, David Bowie. We talked a lot about the Globes already. I think my favorite moment, and Oscar brought it up, is when Sylvester Stallone won for playing Rocky. Although, you know, it's been years since he had done it. He had a great little acceptance speech.
Sylvester Stallone.
They loved it.
I'm going to try not to get emotional. And most of all, I want to thank my imaginary friend, Rocky Balboa, for being the best friend I ever had.
But that, Mike, that only sets up the tape I really want you to hear, which is after he won, Arnold Schwarzenegger congratulated him on Facebook by posting a video. And it is the great Arnold voice of the very, very confident Arnold.
Sly, congratulations on the Golden Globe. Outstanding performance. Best supporting actor. And I know you're going to win also the Oscar. Trust me. See you soon.
I love it.
Gordon
love
and Globe.
I love it.
Way to go, Arnold.
He's got it all figured out, doesn't
From
he?
From one muscle man to another. Fantastic.
All right. For those of you who lost the Powerball, here is the announcement of all the winning numbers on Saturday.
Let's see how you did. First number down tonight, 32. And right after that, we have 16. Next number down is 19. That's followed by 57. And we're going to wind it up for you tonight with the number 34. All right. Now, for your winning Powerball number, it is Lucky 13 tonight. And that winning Power Play multiplier is 3.
What'd they do? Who is that? The guy that does it every week? Is
I
that
believe so. He does.
So what? They hired Tommy Effing McFly to do it. Why don't they get a real announcer?
What was so great is my father has a brother in Florida named Bruce who is as Mike. He has a very similar outlook to gambling that you do. He loves it a lot, and he actually called my father on Saturday and was talking about Powerball, and he was making a list. My uncle Bruce was making a list of how he was going to spend his money.
Very
because he was so. Sure he was going to win.
Are you ready for me?
Yeah, yeah.
Guess who did not buy a Powerball ticket?
Really?
Hi.
Wow, do they sell them in Florida?
Yeah.
So I didn't know they had the lottery.
Did it the time before last. I didn't buy the one for Saturday. I had a vibe about it.
I'll
be buying it for Wednesday.
My father said to his brother, he said, you know, you really don't really need to make a list until you win. And Bruce said, well, I'm going to watch the drawing tonight at midnight. I'll call you if I win. And my dad said, okay, but only if you win.
There you go. Absolutely.
The last footage of professionally filmed footage of Lemmy from Motorhead before he passed away, he filmed a commercial for a Finnish dairy company, a Finland milk company called Valio. And they actually recut the spot and turned it into a tribute spot. But it is truly and purely Lemmy. Here's the audio from it.
I don't drink milk, and I never will. You a-hole.
I don't drink milk, and I never will, you a-hole.
Is that what he said?
And then it puts up his full name and the year he was born and the year he passed.
Way to go, Lemmy.
Yeah, so anyway, it's pretty good stuff if you want to check that out. Let us close with, we have time for two. Great. Have you seen the video of the kid, 19 months old, that tries bacon for the first time?
No.
This kid likes bacon.
Bacon. Bacon. Bacon. Bacon.
Bacon.
Bacon.
Bacon. Eat
some more. Bacon. The amazing thing is, Mike, I react that way the first time I try bacon every day.
You know, it's the most joyous time when you have a little one. It is the best time of the day anyway. And when you get something like that, it's fantastic. I mean, my breakfast, it was so wonderful. I didn't even have breakfast. It was his breakfast. He got a little jelly toast today, and I just was feeding it to him.
Yes.
And it's just, I mean, I love breakfast time. It's one of my favorite times in the house. Just watching him eat, it's fantastic. I love
and let us close with this. I love when Jerry Lewis spins out of control. He did a one-hour interview with a Catholic news network. Seems like a natural, right? And they asked him about the refugees. Jerry, you just need to stop talking. And also what you need to know is for a real interview, Jerry is now shaving his cheeks and his face, but not his neck. So Jerry has the gray hair under his neck.
No.
So, that's got to be a good look.
So Jerry, how about those refugees?
And what do you think about the refugees? Allowing refugees these
refugees should stay where the hell they are.
They say there's a humanitarian crisis. They're fleeing. They have to come to America.
Hey, nobody has worked harder for the human condition than I have.
Oh, sure.
But they're not part of the human condition. If 11 guys in that group of 10,000 are ISIS, how can I take the chance? I don't want to lose another Frenchman or another Englishman.
But he did endorse Trump. So what I see is that Trump, when he becomes president, Jerry is certainly going to get a cabinet post. So, fingers crossed, that is your magic audio vault.
There we go.
Have a great Monday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. Hey, Mac?
Yes.
Let me ask you this. Where are you going this afternoon?
Home, probably.
Probably.
All right, very good.
Maybe two Whole Foods.
Thanks for sharing that, Mac. Everything's going to be fine, okay?
Everything's fine.
There you go. Sure. You want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara show with a letter or a package? Send it to GMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. Take care of him, fellas. I'm not up there, okay? Yes,
Of course he's seen all the shows. He's not going to class.
That's right.
To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email rob2bs@mikeomarashow.com. And we rely on your word of mouth. Help us out with our bonus shows and with Amazon. And I mean it, guys. Take care of the little fellow.
Okay? I'm sure he'll be fine.
For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.